I must say, we are very happy, though we have had hitches, both of security, logistics, and a very big voter turnout. Kenya has never witnessed this very high turnout. So that has been challenged, especially in urban areas where the queues were very long. People are still voting in some areas.
What should Kenyans and the rest of the world expect from the results being churned out now? How soon will the final outcome be announced?
The results are already beginning to trickle in from the polling stations. We are now receiving results from the smaller polling stations that open on time and close at 5 p.m. So as we are speaking, the results are trickling in on our screens. If you go to our website, you also see the results trickling in. It's too early. So I guess by tomorrow morning, we'll have some trend where major results will probably begin to streaming in by tomorrow evening, East African time. We'll probably be getting a direction.
Ambassador, you spoke about hitches here and there. Would you say that the IEBC proactively addressed some of these hitches that were associated with the biometric system of voting?
You know, the problem is that we were introducing too many things at the same time, including a lot of changes that came in very late, changes in law, changes in the political parties and voter registration, updating. And also, of course, we've introduced a new technology, not only in terms of voter registration, but also biometrics, identification of voters. We've had challenges of batteries. This is a new system which had not been tested before. And, you know, this is a major exercise where Kenyans, for the first time in their history, are voting six positions, including the president, to the county representative. So a number of places, the batteries did malfunction. But the law is on our side. It says that as long as you have a register, you can use that register. So what we have in the printed register is what we had in the voter identification or poll book. So where the machine failed for one reason or another, we reverted back to the printed registers. Remember, by 3 o'clock, people were beginning to stream in to queue. So by 6, when we were opening in areas where we were able to open on time, there are queues running almost to a mile or mile and a half, and there are still very large queues in a number of stations that have not closed.
Ambassador, were you pleased with how the voters themselves comported themselves during the election?
We were very pleased, even though we are noticing there are also a number of rejected votes. We don't know, it's too early to analyze why these votes were rejected. Whether it was because of people marking it, marking more than once, or misplacing the votes in the wrong boxes, we would know after we've closed the registration. They voted, and the votes have been counted.
How about the peaceful nature of how they voted, in spite of a few isolated cases of violence here and there?
People were very peaceful. They came out. There was no campaigning today. Unfortunately, at the coast, there was a lot of violence from last night. We've lost about 17 lives, including policemen who were killed by MRC, the Mombasa Republican Council. And also in Garissa and Mandera, there was a bit of shooting. A bomb went off. We suspect it was Al-Shabaab, a terrorist group.
What is the IEBC's message to the voters as well as to the candidates themselves?
We were telling voters, as they see the results streaming in, we are guaranteeing them we shall be impartial, that our systems are open. We've agreed with the political parties to bring a team to scrutinize those results before they are released. So we are assuring Kenyans that a repeat of what happened in 2007 will not happen when the documents were being tampered. This time around, we've been very transparent. The media has also helped us. We've given access to the media to see how the results streaming in. We're getting the results at the same time as the media. We've set up a big media center. So there's a lot of transparency. Of course, there are complaints from political parties, which we are addressing.